Welcome to the Air Between Us. I'm JMD, and this is our first breath together. I wanted to begin with something we all carry, something that fills the space we don't always realize we've left open. Noise. Not just the sounds we expect, voices, sirens, doors closing, but the more subtle kind. The buzz of a phone lighting up, the endless stream of scrolling, the way your thoughts race when the room gets too still. The kind of noise that settles in the cracks of your day until the quiet becomes unfamiliar. The transition from quiet to constant, from connection to comparison, from being here to being somewhere else. What happened to us in the process? What it's done to our stillness, our conversations, our presence. There was a time when we didn't carry everything with us. We didn't have an inbox in the back of our pocket. No strangers living in our heads. No pressure to post instead of allow yourself to live it. And maybe I sound nostalgic, but I think we lost something when the world got louder. We lost slowness. We lost boredom. We lost eye contact and long pauses and getting lost in thought. We lost that sacred feeling of missing someone. Now it's like we can't go a minute without checking, scrolling, comparing, consuming. And what are we trying to outrun? For me, it was my anxiety, my grief, my fears. The phone made it easy to escape until I realized I wasn't escaping. I was just abandoning myself. I moved back in with my father. I started to cancel out the noise. I left a marriage. I left my job. For the first time in years, I could hear the softest things. The wind through the trees. The creak of the hallway floor. The quiet rhythm of my own breath. I didn't feel broken anymore. I just felt still. And in that stillness, I started to remember who I was. Not the version that was performing, but the version that had always been waiting. If this resonates with you, if you've forgotten, ask yourself gently, what is the loudest thing in your life right now? And when was the last time you let yourself be still enough to notice what you've been missing? Maybe it's not about fixing the noise. Maybe it's about making space for silence, because in the air between the chaos, that's where something sacred lives. That's where you live. That's what this space is about. Not anti-technology, not shame, just awareness. Then came the rest, the technology, the social media, the constant comparing, the pressure to keep up, to be visible, to be available, to always be doing. I didn't notice when my own silence started to feel like something I needed to fix. I didn't know silence the way I do now. For most of my life, noise felt like a sign that I was alive. I grew up in Toronto, the youngest of four. There were always footsteps down the hall, always background sound. A radio in the kitchen, a TV always playing in the room next to me. It felt normal. What I know is this. When life is too loud for too long, you stop hearing yourself. The noise outside blends with the noise inside. The overthinking, the self-doubt, the anxiety. And when all of it gets too loud, we reach for anything that will make it quieter. I didn't feel broken anymore. I just felt still. And in that stillness, I started to remember who I was. Not the version that was performing, but the version that had always been waiting. If this resonates with you, ask yourself gently, what is the loudest thing in your life right now? And when was the last time you let yourself be still enough to notice what you've been missing? Maybe it's not about fixing the noise. Maybe it's about making space for silence. Because in the air between the chaos, that's where something sacred lives. That's where you live. I'll be back next week holding space. But until then, take a moment, let the screen go dim, and listen to the air between us.